At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, it's not Gary Darby, but y'all just got to bear with us now. It's Chuck Roundsville, and this is the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We got Yancey Porter, and finally back in the studio, we got Mr. Gordon Ford. Hey, G-Man, how you doing, buddy? Good to have you, my man.
Doing well.
Richard, I can barely hear Gordon.
I'm sorry. We got to turn this
off. Richard Cross is helping me run the
controls.
Don't
you love the live mics here with Chuck
Richard
on the background?
Richard just started to see me in here.
There we go. Everybody thank you, Richard. Though? Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Richard.
There's your text number.
Okay. Call, text messages, 662-426-1093. This opening part of the show is brought to you by First South Farm Credit. With over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, we're ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit.
Chucky.
Well, hey, we got a win Saturday. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Had to bounce back from that loss to Kentucky on the road, which is tough.
Yeah, first must win of the season. You know, if you win this game at LSU, that gives you, you know, I still think 10-2 gets you in. There's going to be a lot of teams, though. It's the massacre that involved Saturday, Gordon and Chucky. You know, you got Tennessee losing, Alabama lost. There were a lot of teams.
Missouri as well.
Missouri lost there in the top 10. So it's going to be interesting how it unfolds. There'll be a lot of 10-2 teams that are claiming they should be a part of that top 12. And, you know, that's the big picture. So you win at LSU, and it kind of gives you a little leeway heading into the bye week, in my opinion.
Gordon, what's your thoughts on the season as it's unfolding?
Well, other than the loss to Kentucky, I think Ole Miss has played fairly well. I believe that, you know, Dart needs to probably play a little bit better. You know, I asked the question that everybody asked, where's Bentley at? And, you know, this guy that won games for us last year and not playing as much.
Or any.
Or any. And I'm just stunned by that.
And it's – I think the thing with Bentley is we all saw what he can do in the SEC the past couple of years. And if Ole Miss wasn't struggling like they are running the football, especially as the competition level stepped up here against Kentucky – and South Carolina, it wouldn't be as big of an issue. And not only Bentley, but, you know, Amos and Thomas, you know, all the guys that they brought into the portal, just to give some other guys an opportunity to see if they can start making some hay in that running game, because, you know, it as you saw Saturday, I mean, look, Saturday should have been a 55-3 blowout.
No doubt about it.
And they just kept them in the game because of the ineffectiveness of the run game. And then it also put so much stress on your defense because the defense is now adding, I believe they had 79 plays, whereas last year, you know, you would have thumped, you know, used the hammer there and Quinshon and mixed it in with Bentley, and you could have 7-8 minute drives. So when you get that lead, there's not so much pressure like there is now having to keep punting the ball and play defense possession after possession.
Well, one other thing, Juice Wells, I mean, kicks the ball off his leg. I mean, it should have been a blowout because there was a lot of missed opportunities there. I mean, you block a fake punt. I mean, it was a lot of good stuff happened.
Yep.
All right, Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by the Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouses locations in Mississippi and Tennessee. Have at it, Yancey.
Ole Miss won their first must game Saturday. Don't fool yourself. It was do or die, and the Rebels came through. Thought number two, I thought the defensive scheme Saturday was simply brilliant. Shane Beamer said in the postgame interview that Ole Miss used different coverage schemes that they haven't used all year, and they just simply couldn't adjust. Thought number three, the only negative in the game is that the Rebels simply couldn't run the ball when the other team knew it was time to burn some clock. They have to get this fixed so it doesn't put too much stress on their defense. It also makes their offense flow so much more dynamic. Thought number four, I'm simply stumped why they will not give other backs like Bentley, Amos, and Dominique Thomas a chance to see if they can help the run game. It's the most puzzling coaching decision to me during Lane's tenure. Thought number five, Ole Miss must be effective running the ball and getting pressure on the LSU QB Saturday to come out with a win. LSU is 14th in the SEC in team defense. This will give Ole Miss a chance to get their offense right.
I look for kind of a shootout, even though our defense is playing really well. I think Garrett Neusmeyer is very underrated. He's thrown at a 70% completion clip, and, I mean, that's pretty high cotton there. We'll be right back with former Ole Miss quarterback John Forcade for a segment when we return with the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
Doesn't like Ray Charles, must be anti-American. Great song there. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement with nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. The Farese Group continues to provide our clients with an unparalleled level of service and delivered results. They have locations in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call at 1-877-327-3735. A lot of carnage this week, this past weekend, Yancey, and it looks like the SEC is, should I say, cannibalistic?
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
My goodness. A&M beating number 9 Missouri, Arkansas beating number 4 Tennessee, and the biggest upset of them all, Vandy defeating number 1 Alabama.
Yeah, Miami escapes again. They were down 35-0 in the middle of the third quarter at California. Came back and won that game 39-38 in a wild ending. But
I could not believe that the targeting call on that quarterback wasn't even called.
I know.
Late. That's the game. The game's over.
I know. And then the week before with the reverse call, that Virginia Tech, I expect them to lose. And I think anybody in the nation that watches them, they'll drop pretty far, like Missouri. I think Missouri dropped down to 21, something crazy like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be – it's going to be interesting. You know, the probably the teams 5 through 15 are all going to be – have a huge argument that they should be in the playoffs. And then when you add to the factor that you take a G5 team, you know, they get an automatic bid. That takes away.
That's so stupid.
It is. It is. So, you know, it's just, it's, you know, you don't want to be in that position. I hope Ole Miss isn't having to have to make that argument why 10-10 two teams should be in against other a lot of other teams. And Ole Miss obviously needs Kentucky to continue to play well so they get rid of that stigma. You know, Kentucky's a basketball team, but I think they're a very good football team.
All right, Rhino pulled some of his magic, and we got John Forcade with us now. John Forcade, former Ole Miss and professional quarterback in the NFL for the Saints, ESPN Radio New Orleans, the TV with the John Forcade show, the eighth leading passer ever in Ole Miss history with over 5,000 yards passing. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty good today. I got about a little over a week before I got to have back surgery. So I'm trying to lay low and not do nothing stupid to add to more pain than I have already.
Oh, man. Remnants of football, I would assume.
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things, but it'll be my 33rd operation.
Oh my gosh, 33rd.
Yep, 33rd, oh, and then I gotta have. Then in February, I'm gonna have my 34th, which will be my neck.
You ought to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, my friend.
Good gosh.
I need to find out what is the most operations.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope you got good health insurance.
It's been that's
the
good thing about it.
Yeah, there you go, John. I know you've been following the Rebels. What do you think about this football team up here in Oxford? And then I want to get a little insight on LSU. I know you've been following them too.
Yep. Well, as far as the Ole Miss Rebels, I was disappointed 2 weeks ago when I was there for the Kentucky game. Something about them that I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't know what Lane Kiffin was trying to do with that football club. From an offensive standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, I have to tell you what, that defense is legit. But overall, after watching what they did this past weekend, the game could have been a lot worse than what it was. But they won the game. That was the most important thing. They have talent. They have players. It's just the only person that can mess this team up, I'm serious to say this, is that it's Lane Kiffin. I believe in him, but he's also one that can do some stupid things, which I haven't really seen that with this ball club yet, except that I didn't think his play calling in the Kentucky game was very good. But from a standpoint of watching that Rebel football club, look, they're legit top 10 team. There's no doubt about it. It's going to get a little bit tougher for them going here on out. You know, the big game they got coming this weekend. But overall right now, they still sit pretty good, which helped them is the fact that Tennessee lost, Alabama lost, Missouri lost. So pretty much everybody in the SEC other than Texas is undefeated.
So the Rebels are eighth in the coaches poll this week and ninth in AP. So talk to us a little bit about LSU. I'm one of the few Rebels that kind of respects Garrett Neusmeyer. I think he's a pretty accurate thrower.
Well, when they first started this year, obviously doing my show, I got a couple of LSU guys that are on the show quite often with me. And, you know, I got to go against those guys. And, you know, I got to hear all about this, all about that, about the LSU Tigers. And I wasn't sure about Neusmeyer. I really wasn't until I watched the kid play. I mean, I saw a little bit in the Wisconsin game and the bowl game last year. And I was like, well, it's a bowl game. It doesn't mean much. But let me put it this way. When a quarterback goes out there, I don't care who you play against. When you're throwing for 300-something yards, you're throwing the touchdowns and you're making bullets in there, and you're throwing the ball as good as he has, I'm like, God, this guy's improved. But I'm going to say this. He's got a daddy that played the game, and, you know, his father, you know, it trickles down the DNA to him, and obviously he took that and ran with it this year. He's played some extraordinary football for the LSU Tigers. What drives that team is him. He's going to bring them to where they have to go and where they need to go. If he's on fire and he plays as well as he's capable of playing, that offense is going to gel. Where they're lacking is the defensive side of football. They should have lost the game against South Carolina. You know, they had a 17-point deficit, and they brought it back and beat Carolina. But South Carolina also lost their quarterback in that game. So Ole Miss plays against an LSU team right now that has got one loss, but they don't have a loss in the SEC. So with that being said, it's all about Neusmeyer versus Dart. So basically that's it. But I would say this, though. Ole Miss is going into this football game with a good offense and a very good defense, where LSU's got a good offense and an average defense.
So why do you think Brian Kelly didn't shore up that defense with some NIL money, get him a couple of great defensive tackles in there?
You know, that's a strange question. There's a lot of rumbling around here about they don't really know. What I mean, Brian Kelly's a good coach, don't get me wrong, but a lot of people around town really don't know if they made the right decision with him, because he does some strange things with the organization. He makes some strange conversation pieces where he makes some comments that just don't add up. And I'm trying to figure that out. You know, he first came out and said, oh, well, you know, we don't pay our players, you know, to come to LSU to NIL money. I'm like, you liar. Everybody does. Every team in the country does, Brian.
Of course they do.
What do you – you know, they won't let me, you know, ask questions in the interview session one because I'm not a big LSU, you know, kiss butt guy. But I would get there and say, you know, Brian Kelly, you're lying through the public. Hey, everybody in the SEC that can afford it will afford it, will go out and spend money. I know the people who got money in LSU. Their money's not coming from you, so don't go around telling me you don't have money, we don't pay our players. You think Jalen Daniels went there for peanuts? No, he went there and got paid to go there from Arizona State. So, yeah, they pay players at LSU. I don't know why he hasn't really produced. But let me just say this much. I think they did an injustice for Perkins. But I don't think Perkins was the number one draft pick. I don't think he was all that for them. He's an undersized linebacker, and he's definitely an undersized, you know, defensive end pass rusher. There was no spot for him that I think that they could find it. It suits them. He should have just played defensive end / linebacker, rushed quarterback, and just been happy and leave him there. They tried to convert him to an inside linebacker because someone said, you know, you're going to be playing linebacker and in the middle of the NFL, which I'm not sure about that. But overall picture, you're right. Why didn't he go out and get a transfer portal, get some players and pay some players, because they need to show – players would go there. If you can guarantee him, I'm going to give you this amount of money in writing, because the way it is nowadays, if you don't guarantee in writing, players are going to quit after four games, redshirt and leave after that. But, no, I don't know what's going on with LSU's defense, because LSU's always had, you know, the secondary players. They've always had D linemen. They always had linebackers. But you know what you don't talk about right now in LSU? Any of those players. Who are you talking? Perkins is down and out. He's history.
That's
but
right.
Nobody's – name me a player on the defensive side of the football for LSU that everybody's talking about. You don't hear any.
I don't. Hey, John, we're up against a break. We certainly appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you the next time you're here in Oxford. Okay, buddy?
Thanks, John.
All righty.
Thank you, John.
Thank y'all for having me.
John Forcade.
Okay.
One of the all-time greats for Ole Miss. I sure like watching that exciting man play. We'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Boy, you used me up, Mr. Bill Withers. All right. Welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. And after that, the Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sport Medicine, oxfordortho.com. Text messages. All right, guys. Oh, here's just a statement. Shout out to John Forcade. We were at Ole Miss together in the Steve Sloan era. Always love what Lou Holtz and Bear Bryant said about John. If I had 4K'd, he'd been All-American, maybe twice. All right, somebody else wants to know, what does Joe Judge's responsibility on the sideline during the game? I don't know specifically, but I saw him all game in Lane's ear, telling him, I don't know whether he's telling him defensive alignments or what he's seeing on the offensive line, because that's kind of his specialty, the offensive line. But I know.
I would imagine another set of eyes on the offensive line and just offense in general. And he was a special teams coach before he became the Giants coach for Bill Belichick. So, I mean, I guess he could be doing a multitude of things. I don't know either.
Yeah. That's as much as we know. Injury report, good grief. I don't even know where to start. Jaden Williams, offensive lineman, probably be back for Oklahoma. We're understanding. We don't know how long defensive end Princely Umanamelon would be out. Jeremy James, offensive lineman, should be back this week. He was dressed out at South Carolina but didn't play any. Jerquan Scott did play a little bit of right guard Saturday, so we're assuming he's back full speed. Running back Henry Parrish looked like he hurt his shoulder or collarbone late in the game, and we don't know his status for this week. Lewis Moore, safety, is a maybe for Saturday. LSU, Caleb Warren came in and played center when Reese McIntyre went out for a few plays or a couple of series. Reese is back, so he's okay. Hudson Wolf is out. Trey Harris has a little Achilles issue, and here's the problem with Achilles. They're real tricky. They can get inflamed, you know. So Trey's telling people he's going to play. Trey wants to play, obviously.
Knowing that, Chucky, I mean, do you have the bye week coming the week after that? To give him 3 full weeks to kind of let that thing rest, like you said, they can be tricky. You don't want to do anything where you rupture an Achilles and you're out for the year. I'm not going to speak for the coaches. Maybe they see it do or die Saturday with him, but, you know, it's got to be mighty tempting to give him those three weeks to heal up.
Yeah, and here's the thing about the injuries now. I'm sure our listeners are aware of the SEC Student Athlete Availability Report. It comes out on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. And you have to list probable, out, questionable, game time decision.
Doubtful.
Yeah, doubtful as well.
I would imagine he's going to come up as doubtful.
Or questionable.
I think he's going to come out as doubtful. And if it gets better, then he goes down to questionable. But Gordon and Chuck, I would think that doubtful would be the way he's listed again.
I think that's right.
Yeah. I mean, he said definitely would not have come back in the game. I thought from my seats, I thought that he got concussed. I mean, the guy hit him right in the head, slotted out of bounds there. I had no idea that it was
was holding his ankle area.
Yeah, yeah. We were sitting very low, so it was hard to see on the field there. But
so you get a Wednesday report, then you get a Thursday report updated,
a Friday
report updated, and then 90 minutes before kickoff, you get an updated availability and report. And, you know, we've just got a lot of players on it, and we just have to wait to see till almost game time to really know for sure.
Yeah, Lane has been pretty much on Friday is when you get a good read on what's going to happen. And he'll add a couple, you know, change them from one category to the next. But on Friday, you get a good idea of where you stand for the game, which is kind of surprising. I'm surprised he didn't go all the way down to 90 minutes before the game, but he has so far.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about where's Ulysses Bentley. I want to know where they are. Where's safety Key Lawrence?
I know.
Hadn't seen him at all.
I think
all.
He got 2 snaps. Maybe that was special teams.
I know he got hurt earlier weekend. In the year, but, yeah. You know, where is he? And then I thought somebody had a tremendous spring and August who we hadn't seen hardly any of except in mop-up duty is wide receiver Aiden Williams.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's going to be the fourth guy this Saturday.
I hope he is.
If Trey's not able to go,
I mean,
some of the mop-up duty games, though, didn't he? Earlier in the year, like Furman or somebody like that.
Yeah, you know, he's a big kid that has good hands, and I think is, like I said, I thought he had a tremendous August.
High recruit too.
Had broken through kind of like Caden Lee. I thought he and Caden were kind of even, but Caden's got more speed than he does. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where was I was telling about eighth. Oh yes, what I told for Caden eighth in
the coaches.
AP,
eight in the coaches. Ninth in the AP.
Ninth in AP.
Yeah.
So we moved up 3 spots, which I think was fair. I've kind of expected to be eighth in AP as well. But
that's what I thought about eighth. I still think that just the name Kentucky, right? It's just they think so lowly of the football program because of how well they do in basketball. That's why I think it's important. If I'm an Ole Miss fan, you know, I'm rooting for Kentucky from here on out. And no better way than beat Vanderbilt this weekend after
they got a tough game.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's going to be tough on Vanderbilt after having the program's, you know, biggest win in school history, having to go at Kentucky at the latest time slot at night.
Dude, that's going to be
after Kentucky got a bye week from beating Ole Miss.
Man,
and,
you can put
it's not setting up well. Or South Carolina playing at Alabama.
You can put a pin in that balloon of Vanderbilt's. They're done.
Hey, that quarterback's real, Chucky, they got a good little team. They're going to go to a bowl.
Good coaching.
They
brought the whole entire New Mexico State with them. So.
All right. We'll be right back after these important messages from our sponsors on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks, has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
What I told my kids, Yancey, you can't always get what you want, but you can get what you need.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
But my girl doesn't listen to that.
No, neither did mine. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929 with 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire, go the distance for you. And now we've got a guy that is one of the biggest LSU fans I've ever met.
This is weekend. All year long.
Ole Miss All-American Harry Harrison.
At
how you
LSU
doing,
at nighttime.
Oh, man. Don't get me started. I'm trying to be nice on this Monday night. A lot better attitude this Monday than it was last Monday, for sure.
Well, Harry, let me ask you first thing. I know you keep up with LSU a little bit. What does Ole Miss, how do they have success against LSU's offense? That's the biggest key to me.
So the game is going to be within the game, Yancey. LSU's given up 4 sacks in 5 games, and Ole Miss is leading the nation with 24 sacks in 6 games. So who wins that battle will really go a long way in determining, you know, whether we stop LSU's offense or not. Not quite as dynamic offense they've had the last few years. Jaden Daniels, of course, was able to run the ball tremendously. And Nussmeier, you're not going to see him. You know, I'm not saying he won't run, but doesn't have that kind of ability to run like we saw with Jaden Daniels. But, you know, Rebel defense played so well this past Saturday, limited South Carolina to 3 points and did so many good things. I think 6 sacks in the game and 1 pick. So got back ahead in the turnover battle, and that's what it's going to take. You're in a hostile. I'm not sure hostile does it right when you talk about Tiger Stadium tonight on Saturday night and Ole Miss football. But, you know, the turnover battle will be huge. We've got to absolutely win that battle.
Yeah.
And to get this Ole Miss offense on track, I mean, you know, we scored 27 points. I feel like we left 14 at least out there.
At least.
Should have been 41-3 game. You know, a couple errors there. We missed Wells in the end zone, and then he fumbled it out of the back of the end zone. Should have been two more scores right there. But, hey, that's okay. I'll take what we did. And if you hold LSU to 3 points, we'll be fine.
Hey, Harry, let's talk a minute about Jackson Dart. One of my favorite players ever at Ole Miss, and I don't mean to be critical of him. He's a winner. He's a leader. I love his demeanor on the field. He's tough as nails. But it seemed like to me in the last couple of games, he's tried to force some things instead of letting the game come to him like he did in those first four games. What's your opinion of the direction he's going?
Well, I think it's really easy to answer that question, Chuck. The first four games he had all day long stand back impressions.
Yeah.
In the last two games, he's played much better. We have played much better defensive fronts, and our offensive line has been exposed at times. Against Kentucky, it was pressure up the middle. Against Carolina, it was pressure off the edges. And, you know, that's different. First four games, they didn't see any of that. So Lane Kiffin answered that question. Did those first four games prepare us for the SEC? And the answer was no. And that would revise it. Correct.
No. And also, guys, Harry, you think about it, the first four games, he had the threat of the run and the pass. The last two games were one-dimensional, which makes that pass rush even more right because they're just pinning their ears back because they're not respecting the Ole Miss run game, especially. And then on the run game, you know, they're not able to get on the outside of the perimeter on the D-gaps and on the edges on anything. And so they're really keying in on the inside runs, and that really limits the run game because they don't have – the two guys don't have that speed for the threat on the edges, so it's putting even more pressure on Dart. So they got to get that run game going, I think, to get Dart going again.
No doubt about it. You know, Ole Miss, I think 21 and 22, led the SEC in rushing, you know, we had some different guys carrying the mail at that point, but that's okay. We still got to get back to that run game, whether it be an RPO or whether it be play action. Those linebackers have got to respect the fact that once you put the ball in that back's lap, is he going to actually hand it off? And so that's a quick read and stop for those linebackers from going back into pass coverage. And if you got that, if that run game is going successfully, then they're going to bite on that. But if it's not, you're right. They're just flying out. They're going for those openings in the zone most of the time. Or if it's man, they got to find out who they're covering. But yeah, Yancey, no doubt. Lane Kiffin loves to be able to run the ball. You know, there for several years we were rushing for 250 yards a game. We're not doing that at the moment. We're rushing for let me find that. We're rushing for 204 yards.
204. Yeah.
Yeah, but that goes down into the 80s in the two SEC games. So
yeah,
it's been a
right.
drastic difference. And, you know, if they could run for 204, it'd be a total different game, but they're not even sniffing that right now.
No, that's right. The first four games really, you know, weighted that in the Rebels' favor, of course. Well, yeah, we got to get the run game back. We got to, in this SEC contest, we got to get it up to 150 yards a game.
Yes.
Sure. But I think that would definitely open up the Rebel passing attack. But Jackson, the other day, threw all arm down to Jordan Watkins because there was a couple guys wrapped around his legs. You know, he certainly couldn't step into it. He's very fortunate in tackling and fall down. But he's got plenty of arm strength. I thought he missed a couple of deep throws the other night. He had a slant and go with Juice Wells in the end zone there towards the end. It really would have, put some more points on the board. But hey, I don't know if anybody I'd rather have running this offense than he does.
Oh, amen.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Cool
under pressure. Cool under pressure.
Harry, LSU spent a lot of money on a new defensive coordinator, the guy from Missouri, paying $2.5 million a year. How do you think that, you know, to me, I don't think their defense has improved that much. How do you think Ole Miss attacks them?
Well, you know, you look at their defensive front. Middle linebacker, Whit Weeks, he's in his second year. He was a true freshman last year. He's their leading tackler right in the middle. And as he goes, they go. I don't know that their secondary is any better than it was last year. I've not gotten to see a lot of their games yet. I've got a couple of them taped, and I'll get to watch all their
films. Well, they struggled with UCLA and other teams throwing the ball, yeah.
And the interesting thing about it too, Harry, you look at it from defensively, they brought in arguably, you know, the top defensive line coach in the country, Bo Davis, over from Texas. So they were expecting dramatic improvement on that defensive line. They have improved somewhat, but like you said, there's a lot of holes.
Well, there is, and you know, the fact that their best probably their best defender, tore his ACL a game or two ago. I got to think of his name, Perkins.
Perkins.
Harold Perkins.
Harold Perkins.
Is it Harold?
Harold Perkins. He's been a thorn in our side for a couple of years, and this might be his last year to be at LSU because he'll be eligible for the draft come next year and probably will be out of there. But it's kind of a coincidence that the two best defenders that both teams have are number four and their last name is Perkins. But I think LSU still got a ways to go with their defense. Hopefully Ole Miss can expose that, put up some points. And I like the way our defense is playing. Obviously LSU's offensive line got two tackles that could be, first, second, third round picks. So it's going to be a real interesting scenario to see if Centarian Perkins and Jared Ivey off the edges and, of course, Nolan up the middle and J.J. Pegues could get to their quarterback. Nussmeier's, I think, thrown 15 touchdowns and only four interceptions. But I don't think he's seen the pressure or seen the quickness and speed that he's going to see with this Ole Miss defense. And I look for them to really have a good game Saturday night.
I do too, Harry. Tell us where you gained your admiration for the Tigers. I want to hear that story.
Yeah.
I don't think it was admiration, Chuck. It's been more, I've only told the story for 52 years, but I don't think you want to hear it again on the radio. But do you know how we got, how that thing worked out with a 4-second clock in Baton Rouge, 1972?
Nine plays in 11 seconds or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It's a real slow clock down there, so you got to play it all. You got to play the. I didn't realize you had to play the clock operator down there, but you darn sure have to.
Harry, were y'all looking at the clock after each play and then going in the huddle going, what's going on here? The clock didn't move, or did you notice it before the end of the game there?
Well, let's go back to the next to the last play, Yancey. Okay, in those days, there was no shotgun formation. There was no spiking the ball. So Burt Jones is under center, backpedals 7 yards, fakes it as we were going to bite. They were on our 11-yard line. We'll set that up. And he backpedals 7 yards. Fakes a handoff to a guy named Ken Addy, who was their big fullback, about 240 pounds. And then he pumps a couple times and throws a post route. I think Ledoux was the receiver. Mickey Fertizzi batted the ball away. And, you can't stop the clock till the ball hits the ground and you mark it incomplete. Well, we're in the end zone celebrating, right? And look up there, and there's 1 second left on the clock.
What was the clock before the play?
4 seconds.
4 seconds. Okay.
Yeah. That play started with 4 seconds. There's no way you can get that play off in 3 seconds. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't work that way.
Amen.
Did Vault call timeout or anything to go argue with the refs or anything like that?
It was Ken Cooper, wasn't
it? Oh, it was Ken Cooper. Excuse me.
McClendon called timeout and set up a pick play, and I'll set that up for you if you want to hear it one more time.
Yeah.
They've actually got the ball in our left hash going into that south end zone. So the boundary side was to the Ole Miss sideline, and they put two receivers over. I had the guy in the slot, and Fertizzi had the outside guy. And everybody ran out of an I formation with a fullback and a tailback, and they walked Brad Davis up to the wing. Barty made him a wing back to that side, which caused our weak side backer, Bobby Bayless, to have to cover him. And when the ball was snapped, The two outside receivers, my guys literally fired off the ball and grabbed me by the jersey, okay? Grabs me by the jersey, and I look back, and here comes Brad Davis behind us, which caused Bobby Bayless to have to run behind me. So Davis goes to the right there in the corner with the goal line and the out of bounds and parks right there, and Bird Jones throws a wounded duck, probably the worst pass he ever threw, and it hung. And I left my guy and got to Brad Davis. It hit him up about right above the numbers in the hands, and he fumbled it all the way down, to the point I hit him. And we were both laying out of. Now, he did cross the goal line, and I saw the official was looking at it, see if his feet crossed the goal line, throws his hand up for a touchdown. But when we hit the ground, the ball was 10 feet from us out of there. So with this replay, it would have been incomplete. But,
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Lined up, kicked the extra point, but no time on the clock, 17-16, and the heart attacks began.
All right, so when you get done with this interview, go take your blood pressure medicine. Hey, one last question. Kiffin said today that Pete Golding put in some different coverages, and that the secondary did a much better job against South Carolina.
Yeah.
You being a secondary guy, did you see that?
Well, I think what he was doing was playing man on the outside with the corners, Chuck, and then he was being able to play some zone in the middle with safeties. And, of course, you know, everybody's got three wide, sometimes four wide, and when you do that, you just about have to man up. But there was a lot of rotating. South Carolina did a lot of motion, okay? They would flip-flop their strong side, weak side, but then they'd bring a guy back in motion trying to confuse our secondary, and I thought our secondary did a great job of not being confused, never busting a coverage.
Never
let big play. I don't know that we gave up. I think maybe 15 or 17 yards was the longest pass play, and a little less than that was the longest run play, and there wasn't but one or two of those. So I thought our secondary was really well schooled for that particular game and all the motions and things that they did. The same thing's got to happen Saturday night. We know LSU's got athletes on the outside, and they will always have a good running back. And Garrett Nussmeier has started off really hot, but they hadn't seen a defense like they're going to see in the Rebel defense come Saturday night. And as you know, Chuck, if you're going to win a championship, defense wins it.
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, brother, thanks for being with us again, and have a safe trip down to Baton Rouge. I know you're going to have fun.
I'm going down with a team, so hopefully we'll all be safe.
I hope to see you down there, Harry.
All right, guys.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Harry Harrison, I tell you what, man.
I wanted
Rebel.
To visualize that. That was the year I was born, 1972. So I forgot that vault. That was before he came back out of retirement, right?
Yeah. I don't remember all that. But two plays in 4 seconds, impossible, you know.
And right there in the south end zone.
Yeah, that's Vault came back after they fired Kennard to finish that season. Then they hired Ken Cooper.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Right. Okay.
And Bert Jones, I don't know if you ever saw him. He was a tremendous NFL player.
I don't think I've seen a highlight of the pass he's talking about, wobble.
Yeah,
have you seen the highlight? I want to see that. So, and it's not only the clock, but it was an incomplete pass on top of everything else.
Yeah.
So, that's typical.
All right, we'll be right back with our final segment of this version of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Stay tuned. Hang tight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right?
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Welcome back to the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. This is SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it.
I'm always thinking of you, too. We're talking about Chuck, the owner over there, yeah. From Van Atkins, and what great people. But as Chuck says it, I'm thinking of wanting to say that to you.
Yeah.
And your cheap butt looking at her going, yeah, no, Wanda, that thing's $800.
You know she's worth it.
$800. My wife doesn't have a piece of jewelry that costs over $100.
Of course she doesn't. Good All Lord. Right. Wanda, call me.
SEC and Ole Miss News. As y'all know, the topsy-turvy weekend, A&M defeated number 9 Missouri. Arkansas defeated number 4 Tennessee. Vandy defeated number 1 Alabama. Ole Miss replaced Wake Forest, who bailed out on us cowardly 2 weeks ago with Washington State. So
much better game. So that worked out great.
At home, yeah. So the 2025 schedule, listen to this. It's kind of funny. Ole Miss is going to have 8 home games. Georgia State, the Citadel, Tulane, and Washington State to open up the season. Then on the road, 4 games, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, and then home for 4 games in a row. Arkansas, Florida, LSU, and South Carolina.
You know when the first bye comes in that, Chuck?
No.
I don't. I hope it's not after 7 games like this year.
No, it's 2 they byes. Really,
it is. This year's 2 byes, but Ole Miss plays 7 games.
Yeah.
Only team in the SEC that has to do that.
All right, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student-athletes who give their all for our flagship university.
Yeah, the big news starting with today, Jaheim Otis, from Columbia, Mississippi, big-time defensive lineman for Alabama, was a freshman All-American there and had a good year sophomore, but hadn't gotten the play time he wanted this year. He's entered the portal, Chuck. He's 6'4", 340. And that's probably like me saying I'm 180. He's probably more 350, 360. You know, he was a whisker away from coming to Ole Miss out of high school. He's got a great relationship with Pete, obviously. He recruited him over there at Alabama and then joined her. So I think there's a really good possibility that you'll see him in the red and blue next fall, and that's going to be a really good rotation. And then Kemper County 4-star offensive tackle Mario Nash decommitted from state today. He visited Florida State this past weekend. He'll be on the Ole Miss campus for the Oklahoma game. I think things can be trending with Ole Miss with Mario as well. But Florida State is a major factor, and I think it's going to come to net in that with those two schools. They offered a couple 2026 prospects, Ole Miss did, and Canton wide receiver Jaden Creation and Macomb wide receiver Sheldon Isaac. Deuce Knight, George County quarterback, top 50 national recruit, flipped from Notre Dame to Auburn last week, but I still hear he's set up for an official visit for the Georgia weekend. And then lastly, Ole Miss commits Bryson Walters, Cortez Thomas, Jacoby Hobson, and Andrew Maddox were all selected to the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game.
All right, good stuff. Gordon, 1 minute, basketball update. You doing anything?
Yeah, they're doing their workouts. And, right now I understand that this kid, Shane Padula, the kid that transferred from Virginia Tech. Yeah. And he is, like, wearing it out. I mean, they say he is really good. Morrell's out there playing well. And then they got a guy, Trey Davis. I think he came from Drake, played in the NIT. Supposedly, Dre Davis, excuse me. He's playing extremely well. They could be running three guards this year. Supposedly, Brakefield's looking very well. And the kid that they got, I want to say is Macal something Jones, a kid that they got, a transfer from Coastal Carolina, say he's looking very good at center. So, it's only around the corner, man.
What about John Bold, freshman?
I understand he's had a concussion.
Oh, okay.
And, they say, like you said last year, Chuck, and Yancey has said, he needs to put on some weight. And yeah, he is definitely thin, but I think he'll play some and eventually help them.
He can have about 40 of mine.
Yeah.
All right. Good, Bad, and the Ugly, sponsored by Riverland Roofing. They're a licensed, insured, GAF manufacturer certified roofing contractor that is owned by an Ole Miss family. That's important. Do business with them. Please contact them at 662-644-4297 for a free drone estimate. All right. The good. Well, obviously, any win on the road in the SEC is good. Just, the bad? Let's get more points on the board.
Get that run game going. We next got week? Cut up. Yeah, next week we'll have a bye week, so we'll be off next week. And hotty toddy.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.